On July 8, 2026, the President of the United States climbed the stairs of Air Force One in front of a bank of television cameras, waved to the press pool, and disappeared inside. Minutes later, he was on the tarmac in Ankara, Turkey, riding inside an airport catering truck to a completely different plane, while the Secretary of State, the Treasury Secretary, and his own traveling press corps flew home on the aircraft the world still thought he was on. None of them knew he wasn't aboard. It stayed that way for a month. You're listening to Civic Intelligence. Today, the secret operation that moved a sitting president off the plane the world was watching, the shoulder-fired missile threat that new reporting says triggered it, and the fight now underway in Washington and Ankara over whose intelligence to believe. Here is the operation, reconstructed by the Washington Post from flight tracking data and an official the paper says had direct knowledge. President Trump, a Republican, climbed the stairs of the old, familiar Air Force One in Ankara at the close of a NATO summit, in full view of the cameras. Minutes later, he was gone, walked out a door on the far side of the fuselage into the raised container of an airport catering truck, the kind normally used to load in-flight meals. The truck lowered to the tarmac and drove him across the ramp to a second, smaller, militarized jet waiting out of camera view. The plane the public was told carried the president took off separately. Its passengers were told to lower their window shades for takeoff. Flight tracking data showed it broadcasting no identifying signal at first, then switching mid-flight to the call sign reserved for the president's aircraft, despite the president not being aboard. Riding on that plane, unaware, according to TMZ's account of the operation, Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, both of whom sit in the presidential line of succession. So did the entire traveling press pool. War Secretary Pete Hegseth, who actually had been with the president, reportedly used the second jet's own exterior stairs to deplane later in England. An official told the Washington Examiner this was done to give the appearance of normalcy. Trump was then moved back onto the original jumbo jet for a visible public arrival before switching planes once more for the flight home, this time onto a new $400 million jet gifted to the administration by Qatar. CBS News reported the Secret Service had found that jet still lacked the older plane's missile defense systems. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt had said weeks earlier it wouldn't get those upgrades until fall. The operation held for a month. It became public only when the Washington Post published its investigation on August 10th. Two separate intelligence streams pointed at the same aircraft. CBS News reported U.S. officials had identified a credible threat, Iranian proxies potentially targeting the presidential plane itself, serious enough that the Secret Service leaned on the older jet's defenses for part of the trip. Separately, the Wall Street Journal reported Israeli intelligence had shared word of a new plot in development to kill the president. Two U.S. officials later told Israel's Channel 12 that warning looked closer to general Iranian talk than a fully built plan, and suggested Israel had its own reasons for passing it along, including warming relations between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Trump. A third data point arrived a week later. On July 16th, Iranian state television aired a Persian-language video titled, in its own dramatic phrasing, "Where to Kill Trump?" using AI-generated graphics to map motorcade routes Trump's own detail actually uses, from Palm Beach International Airport to Mar-a-Lago, and from LaGuardia Airport to Trump Tower. The Secret Service's public comment ran three words. It was aware of it. Representative Benny Thompson, Democrat of Mississippi, and the House Homeland Security Committee's ranking member, called the video very concerning and pushed the agency to adjust its operations. Then, a day after the Post's story broke, came the detail that sharpened everything. The Wall Street Journal, independently corroborated by the New York Times, reported the Iranian threat specifically involved man-portable air defense systems, MANPADS for short, shoulder-fired missiles that can bring down a jet on takeoff or landing. Someone, per that reporting, had been spotted near the summit grounds in Ankara carrying one. U.S. intelligence, both outlets reported, had assessed that Iran knew the president's exact location that day, down to the floor of the building he was standing in. The administration's defense has been consistent and thin on specifics. White House Communications Director Stephen Chung called the new jet state-of-the-art, with high-level security protocols, and said simply that there are many enemies of America who have set their sights on him. The president, for his part, had already put Iran on notice 2 days after the switch, posting on Truth Social that 1,000 missiles were locked and loaded and aimed at Iran if the Iranian government acted on the threat. Asked why the press pool's windows had been shaded, his explanation was blunter. "But if I go, you go, right?" Then, at an August 11th press gaggle, Trump gave the first on-record confirmation of the operation himself and, in the process, undercut a full day of decoy coverage. "I think actually the plane that I flew on was at greater risk, because that would be the plane I think that they would be more likely to go for." That is the President of the United States describing his own protective operation as a coin flip his security team happened to call correctly. Congress wants answers it hasn't gotten. Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat of Connecticut, called the arrangement downright scary and surreal, telling CNN there has to be a congressional briefing because it involves not just the safety of the president. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York, is now demanding an immediate classified briefing, calling it unacceptable that Congress was kept in the dark. Per Al Jazeera's reporting on that demand, the Gang of Eight, the bipartisan, bicameral group customarily briefed on the government's most sensitive intelligence, was never briefed on this at all. Not late. Never. And in Ankara, the story has taken one more turn. Turkish officials, according to Middle East Eye and independently corroborated by The Week, now suspect the Israeli warning that helped trigger the whole operation may have been fabricated or exaggerated, floating motives that range from souring the Trump-Erdogan relationship to undercutting Trump's own separate negotiating track with Iran. The Wall Street Journal has separately found some U.S. officials questioning the intelligence's credibility, too. One Jerusalem Post headline this week credited Israel with having aided his escape, a claim its own article doesn't actually support. Every outlet's reporting, including the Post's own, credits the operational switch to the U.S. Secret Service and military alone. Chung, asked again this week, repeated the line about high-level security protocols. He did not address the missile detail. A credible Iranian threat against Air Force One, corroborated by Israeli intelligence, an Iranian state television video mapping the president's motorcade routes, and now reporting that the threat specifically involved a shoulder-fired missile, led the Secret Service to move President Trump off the plane the public could see and onto a second aircraft by catering truck as he left Turkey. The operation stayed secret for a month, left two cabinet secretaries and the traveling press flying unaware on the plane everyone assumed was the target, and has left the Gang of Eight in Congress completely unbriefed, while Turkish officials openly question whether the Israeli intelligence behind it was even real. Every quote, every date, and every source attribution in this episode is footnoted on the page, including the one headline this week that got ahead of its own reporting. Explore every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. And if you want accountability journalism like this, the moment we publish it, subscribe to Civic Intelligence wherever you're listening.